Okay, we'll move on to our regular agenda in a moment. Let those students get back to the final few days of classes here. Thank you for being here. Okay, let's move on to the regular calendar. If you're here to speak on a council item, please just state your name for the record. If you're a lobbyist representing a client, you need to let us know that according to city code. We typically allow 3 minutes per person to speak. Please testify only to the matter at hand, and we ask people to not make vocal demonstrations in the chamber, but if you agree with someone, give them a thumbs up, or if you feel compelled to give them a thumbs down. If you don't agree, go ahead. But we ask that we give our fellow citizens the chance to uninterrupted have their say here. If you have handouts, please give them to the council clerk. And lastly, if we need one, the council will be taking a half-hour break at either 12 or 12:30, depending on our schedule, and I'll announce that when we get close to that point so that both the public and the council has warning that we're going to take a little bit of a break from the action. So with that, let's move on to item number 494.
494, amend fee schedules for site development and enforcement.
Mr. Fritz.
Now for something completely different. The Bureau of Development Services collects fees under various schedules to fund services including inspections, plan review, permit issuance, land use review, and customer assistance. The majority of Bureau of Development Services programs are self-supporting. A few programs receive general fund support, as we've discussed. The 2015-16 fiscal year will be the third consecutive year in which the Bureau of Development Services will not be raising fees in most major permit categories. The Bureau is currently in a financially stable position. Isn't it great to be able to say that? As construction activity and permit revenues continue to grow, reserves funds are at a healthy but not yet up to where we want them level. And because we've been streamlining operations during the recession, which has led to greater efficiency in delivering services to the community. And I need to pause there and thank all of the employees in the Bureau of Development Services who've been through some amazingly tough times over the last 5 years and are now on the opposite end of the spectrum, just working all hours of the day and night to catch up as the economy rebounds. So thank you to everyone in the Bureau. So this ordinance makes minor changes to a few select BDS permit fees in order to achieve cost recovery, meet new program requirements, reflect rising service costs, and provide incentives for compliance. The two fee schedules that will be impacted are the site development fee and the enforcement fees and penalties. Excuse me, Deborah Sievert-Morris and Elshad Hajiev are here to provide us with the specifics. Director Paul Scarlett is out of the office today.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Commissioner Fritz. My name is Deborah Sievert-Morris, and I am the Bureau of Development Services Senior Business Operations Manager. Joining me this morning is Elshad Hajiev, who is our Bureau's Finance Manager. And we're here to propose several development services fee changes for the upcoming fiscal year. Now, as you know, the Bureau of Development Services promotes safety, livability, and economic vitality through the application of building and development codes. And as a Bureau, we provide a wide range of development services, including plan and land use reviews, permit issuance, inspection services, and also customer assistance. Most of our programs have the goal of being self-supporting, and in fact, 95% of our Bureau's operating funds do come from the collection of permit and related program fees. The significantly improved economy, along with our strong permit revenues over the last few years, is enabling our Bureau to propose no increases for the majority of our fees in the upcoming fiscal year. And as Commissioner Fritz has indicated, this is our third consecutive year in which the Bureau has not raised fees in most of our major permit categories. So for the upcoming year, the Bureau is proposing only minor changes to fees that are related to site development and our enforcement program. And we do realize that fee changes do affect our customers and their willingness to do business in the city. And so we have been proactive in reaching out to our customer base and to the community to inform them of these proposed changes. We've included information about our fee proposals on our website. We've included information in our widely distributed external newsletter, which is called the Plans Examiner. And we have also been in communication with our customer and our stakeholder groups, including the Development Review Advisory Committee. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Elshad to go through the specifics related to our proposal.
Good morning. Elshad Hajiev, Finance Manager for the Bureau of Development Services. As Deborah mentioned, the fee changes proposed this year, the goal is to achieve cost recovery, meet new program requirements, make sure that our fees are more transparent to our customers. Two fee schedules are impacted, site development fee schedule and enforcement fee schedule. Site development fee schedule, we actually are making that fee schedule more transparent to our customers. So we are dividing our fees to make sure that the customers better understand what are they paying for. We're separating fees into inspection services fees and and the plan review. The total that the customer will pay will not change, so there is really no impact on our customers on site development fee schedule. On the enforcement side, we are adding a new program, which is the short-term rentals or Airbnb. We are adding the renewal fees, 2-, 4-, 6-year renewal fees. We also making small changes to some of our fees on the enforcement fee schedule to make sure that those fees are at cost recovery. And some of them actually were reducing and some of them were slightly increasing. We're also adding some fees on the enforcement side for portable signs to make sure that we have means to enforce that program.
So it looks like some of them are going up and some of them are going down.
That's
in the
correct.
Schedule here,
yes.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why we call them fee changes, not fee increases.
Right. It's not all increases.
So okay. What are the code enforcement fees for?
So basically, there are small increases to the nuisance work order inspection fees, to disabled vehicle tow warrant inspection fee, and then admin review fee. And then there are decreases to owner requested inspection fees, Chapter 13 systematic inspection fees, and code enforcement reinspection fees. So, and there are really slight changes.
The code enforcement fees are new, though? Am I?
No, they're not new. They were just changing amounts slightly to make sure that they're at the cost recovery. So some of them actually are going down because they exceed cost recovery.
Thank you.
Do we have any updated numbers on what we think the compliance rate is in the short-term rentals?
We don't, but handy, but we can get you those numbers.
But you're proposing to change the fees, and let's see, so are the inspection fees going up or down or staying the same?
Are you talking about the
short-term rentals?
No, they're staying the same. We just, at the time when council approved the short-term rentals, we didn't have the renewals in fee schedules, so that's why we're putting them on the fee schedule, so we should be able to actually do inspections in certain two-year increments and then renew it at the two-year increments, too.
So it's $159 for the first inspection?
Correct.
And then $62 for the renewal?
Correct, yes. And every 6 year, there will be another inspection.
And have we heard any feedback from the community that fee is the reason that the amount of the fee is a significant factor in the large, significant non-compliance that we're experiencing?
We haven't, no. And the fee is actually at the full cost recovery. It's the fee that we usually charge for our 1 and 1 hour inspection. So, but we haven't heard anything from the community.
So $159 is your full cost recovery for this service?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone want to speak on this item? Signed up to speak?
We have 4 people signed up.
Okay.
Winston Michael Ray, Trina Sutton, Joe Walsh.
Okay. Bear with me for 1 minute, Mr. Mayor. I do want to speak on this issue. I'm going to wear my traditional dress.
Also, Charles Jordan.
Johnson, I think.
Johnson?
Yeah.
Wow.
Morning.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor. I guess you're wondering why I'm dressed this way. Indulge me. First of all, I want to give my obedience to Almighty God for allowing me this opportunity, and I think this will be the only opportunity I will have and should take to explain my position on what we just discussed. It all boils down to...
I'm sorry, just put your name into the record, too.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm looking at it right here, too. My name is Winston Michael Ray.
Thank you.
My present position...
Don't need to have address, just your name, that's all.
Winston Michael Ray. But I must say this, I'm homeless, and I'm the happiest homeless man in the world because I've just completed a 1,036-day campaign entitled Operation Hobo, which is an acronym for Homeless One Barack Obama. Now, usually I have on a certain shirt, which I don't have on today because it's not with me, and I want to show this picture. I don't know if it'll show on the screen, and... well, let's just say we made a little quick readjustment there at the Capitol in Washington. That's me with a homeless shirt on. But let me get to the point. In regards to what we're discussing here, it boils down to one or two things. You're trying to make money and or you're trying to save money. That's really the bottom line. The purpose I'm here, as I briefly discussed with you a couple of days ago when I first arrived here in Portland, is that Portland has the ball. I need your support. I need to know right now, sir, and this distinguished body as well, will you be willing to publicly stand with the citizens of Portland on June 6th, which I dub Super Saturday, June 6th of this year, 2015, at preferably 3 o'clock in the evening, to let the nation know that Portland, Oregon is the first city in the world to embrace a worldwide marketing movement called SILVER, Worldwide Civil Rights Movement. Time won't allow me to get into the specifics. My number, you have all of that information. But this is where the ship docks. We're ready to launch a $100 billion marketing campaign literally in homelessness. This is the 44th city I have to go to. This is the final city. I'm working diligently with everyone that is connected directly, indirectly with the homes, including yourself. But with my allotted time here, is it possible I can get a commitment from you as mayor of this beautiful city to stand with us on June 6th to make a brief announcement to the nation that Portland is the first city to embrace the worldwide civil rights movement? We have 22 seconds.
Well, we'll certainly, this council's working on homelessness, so we're very interested in what you're
advocating. Are you willing to work with me to launch a $100 billion marketing campaign on June 6th? That's the specific
question. Certainly
like
to hear more. So
I meet with you on this? Because June 6th, I'm working in other areas. I need to know whether we're going to
check
this
with my office and see what we can do. Okay. Thank you for coming today.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
And I have something for you all, and I'm going to leave it with the clerk.
Okay.
But we're moving very fast on this. Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Mr. Walsh or Mr. Johnson, who'd like to be next?
I'm Charles Johnson. Mr. Walsh has asked me to speak first. And I did notice that, as was mentioned by the staff, there's some new fee structures regarding the portable sign, but having attended this ongoings in this chamber frequently, I know that citizens who've suffered severe emotional distress from the inability of this city to uphold its noise ordinances have had to come back to this council many times, and I'm hoping that you'll ask some direct questions of the staff after we speak to so that people can know if this particular department, since it can assess things for mobile signs, is also the appropriate department to prevent the idiocy of construction noise outside and in excess of permitted conditions. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Walsh?
You know that the Office of Neighborhood Involvement now houses the noise program.
Oh, your voice is about as good as Mr. Walsh's today. But thanks for the reminder that this department doesn't, even though it's clearly related to construction noise, that we've somehow managed where neighborhood involvement has the difficult challenge of dealing with construction noise, and I would like the city to reconsider if it could be perhaps more effectively or more appropriately related to the fee schedule for this is planning and sustainability, correct?
This is development services.
Development services, yeah. So, okay, thank you. Mr. Walsh.
I'm losing my voice. So, I was at the Portland building. My name is Joe Walsh, for the record, and I represent Individuals for Justice. I was at the Portland building yesterday, and there was a lot of construction going around your building. And it, the thought occurred to me that we have a noise ordinance, but I, for the life of me, cannot figure out how you implement and enforce that noise ordinance when you have people surrounding your building taking up concrete that is surely in excess of 80 decibels, which is the limit. I could hear them very clearly all the way over to the Portland building, and they were on the other side of your building. So it's very loud. So the question comes up, if you don't like protesters, for instance, using bullhorns, and the police come and say, well, I can hear your bullhorn 100 feet away. Well, I was two blocks away from this noise. So what do we do about that? And I don't know how anybody did any work yesterday. If the noise was that bad for me, I put earphones on, which I rarely do. And I was listening to the KPR because the noise was so annoying to me, and I was two blocks away. So what do we do with that? Do they get a waiver on the noise, or that, do they just do it and everybody just says, well, that's construction, and too bad?
We'll find out.
They get a permit and a variance.
Does anybody know if they had a permit and a variance?
No, we'll find out. Don't know.
That would be good. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, thank you all.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Anyone else on this item? Okay. Any further discussion from council? Then this will pass to second reading.